Today on Chair Talk, we welcome the chairman of W Resources PLC, ticker WRES, Michael Masterman. How are you today, sir?
Great, Steve. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. So, I see that you've made further good progress at La Perilla with the news out this week. In regards to the drilling results earlier this week, in your words, how do you see the potential upside for the project?
Look, it became apparent to us back end of 2015, early 16, that there was the potential for a significant lateral extension of the ore body to the south. These results have demonstrated that in spades. I mean, we have an area that was previously classified as waste. We've now got a larger number of drill holes into it. And two things stand out. Firstly, there is significant higher grade ore from surface, and it's running, you know, often from surface 40 metres deep. And the other thing that stands out, which is important in lots of dimensions, is not only is the tungsten running at higher grade, the tin is also running at very high grade. So if you want to start a mine starting with effectively a large, higher-grade outcrop area in the approved area of the mine for development is a great way to start.
Excellent. Obviously, I note from your presentation that you put out in September that the lateral extensions are also looking like they go towards the north and west as well.
Yeah, no, we're confident of the north and very confident of the west. I think we've only released about half of the RC drilling results, and we're just waiting for their assays on the northern holes. So there's hopefully more good news to come.
You mentioned the tin prices have been surging, and indeed, looking at the charts, they have done since the year's start. Was tin always the focus for you in addition to the tungsten?
Yeah, well, tin's always been a very important byproduct credit, and it's nice to see the tin market recovering and increasing in price so strongly. I think what has, surprised us on the upside is the higher proportions of tin in this fast-track mining area, which we're getting ready to mine. So, nice to see higher tin prices and also higher tin content. One way to think about tin is it's the extra profit or the extra cream on an earnings P&L statement. And the higher the tin price, it goes. You know, it doesn't cost anything extra to produce the tin, but it adds significantly to our revenue.
So, obviously, less capital expenditure in effect because you're getting more product out of the ground for the same amount of ton of mined product.
Yeah, the incremental cost of producing tin concentrates almost negligible.
Excellent. So I'll assume that you're going to be producing the tin then?
Yes, and we have actually started tin production. As part of the upgrade of the plant, we've installed an electrostatic separator, which is a very efficient piece of equipment that allows us to separate the tin in the tungsten concentrate from the tungsten.
Excellent. Is there a sales market for this, and is there any agreements in place?
Well, tin is a London Metal Exchange metal, so there's kind of like a full traded market for it with very good forward prices, etc. There's quite a lot of players who are active in the tin and tin concentrate market, and we're just working out the best sales and offtake arrangements for the tin.
Now, I obviously note that the early startup of the La Perilla mine, Fernando Lafluente and team seem to be on the ball there. So originally you were going to start up the main mine in December quarter, and this obviously started last month. So is everything going, according to plan there as well?
Yeah, look, it's been a good startup. I mean, importantly, we got to sellable product grade quickly, and as you would have seen today, we've shipped our first shipment to the United States. So that's always a good start. Sometimes with a metallurgical plant, it can take a much longer period to get to product quality specification. So that's always a big tick in the box. Plant's been operating on a good, stable basis. There's certainly a whole range of positive things we can do to boost that performance. And you know, we have a very good team, plant team, working on that to achieve a steady ramp up in production.
So off the back of that, you previously said that you're aiming to scale up the processing plant to 2,500 tonnes by mid-2016. Is that still the plan?
That's been our overall objective and target, because that takes the operation to a significant commercial scale. That involves a new crusher, a new jig and a mill, and an expansion of the concentrator and engineering and associated financing for those key plant components is advancing.
So with the RC drilling program being assayed at the new Laprilia laboratory, what are the margins for error against the more established laboratories? And will there be any need to do those assays that you mentioned, external, you know, laboratories, or will your internal figures be accurate enough?
Well, in terms of the JORC protocols, it's very common for mines, particularly operating mines, to have on-site labs, and for check assays to be sent to the commercial labs. That process is running at the moment, and we expect that all of the assays to comply with the JORC protocols.
Excellent. So again, less capital expenditure because you're doing everything in-house.
And look, it's less assay costs, I suppose.
Yeah.
We still need to send a percentage of the samples to the lab in Seville, but it's important that we keep Golder, who does a third party resource estimates, on the same page in terms of our protocols. But they're happy, and we're moving along with that.
So obviously today's RNS release was the sale of the product to your American counterparts. There's previously been sell-offs to the European, mainly the Israeli market. So how often do you foresee that W Resources will be sending further shipments? And do you have any other customers lined up for it?
We've certainly got customers in the United States and in Europe. I think you'll recall one of our customers in the United States, ICD, agreed to a forward sale contract where they pay in advance for the tungsten concentrate, and that's very beneficial to us from a financing perspective. So, but you know, we'll ship to both the American and the European customers.
So with the terms of the payment then, will you be reporting them on a as and when payment comes in, or on a sort of quarterly basis in line with a lot of other mining companies?
In terms of accounting, in terms of cash flow, we get paid in advance for the tungsten concentrate under the offtake arrangements. In terms of accounting, we'll put them in the books at the point in time ownership transfers. So we'll get the timing aligned with the actual delivery of the product.
Briefly looking at all your other projects, then, are you on track with your development at Regua?
Regua is going very well. Nice. Compact initial development plan for that, using underground mining plus an existing crusher nearby to the plant, plus a small concentrator. So Regua is looking very compact and very solid.
Yeah, it's looking likely that there could potentially be a upscale of resource with your current drilling program in place there. So previously you've talked about bringing partners in, but would you be sort of preferring to wait before bringing in the partner just so you get an upgrade in resource there?
On the gold, we reported a 111,000 ounce JORC resource the other day. We are drilling, I think it's 1,500 metres of diamond core at São Martinho as we speak. The incremental cost of that was relatively small, and I certainly wanted to retain 100% of that gold resource until we get the results coming through. So I think probably November, December, we'll start to see some assay results from this recent gold drilling coming through, and crossing our fingers, I hope that our shareholders will be very happy that we've got retaining 100% exposure to it for at least a period of time.
I hope they will be too. So at what sort of point do you see as the trigger to monetize the gold project there?
Well, let's see the results coming through. They'll give us this is our first drilling in São Martinho. It'll give us a very good sense of the scalability of the resource and where it can head to, and important real-time data to attract the best type of joint venture opportunity.
Well, that sounds excellent to me. Have you got anything else to say to our listeners?
No, it's kind of we've had a very good transition from production startup in September to first shipment today. The forward planning to expand to 2,500 is advancing well, and it's nice to get these very good tungsten and tin assay results coming through on the ore body.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time today, sir.
Thank you, Stephen.
You have been listening to Michael Masterman of W Resources PLC on Chair Talk.